One of Utah's Olympic Exploratory Committee members, Fraser Bullock, who served as chief operating officer of the 2002 Winter Games, told reporters Tuesday that Utah is more ready than any city or state in the world to host the Olympic Games. He says while Salt Lake City's image was tarnished in 1998 after reports of the bribery scandal broke, resulting in the expulsion of IOC members and the adoption of new international rules, Utah's capital city went on to produce the most successful Winter Games ever. Now, with an 89% approval rating from state residents who say they're willing to host the Games a second time, and a unanimous resolution approved by the state legislature to bring the Games back to Utah, Bullock says that Utah's on it.
Salt Lake, Utah is the best place in the world to host the Games. The best mountains, the best snow, the best proximity to a major metropolitan center. There's nothing like it anywhere else, and believe me, I've been to 7 Olympic Games. Nothing like it. Spectacular.
According to Bullock, Utah has also hosted the most profitable Olympic Games ever, earning more than $100 million, with the majority of that being held in a legacy fund that has supported the state's Olympic venues, including the Utah Olympic Park, Soldier Hollow, and the Kern Speed Skating Oval. Compare that to the reports that this year's Pyeongchang Games lost almost $11 billion.
Jean-Claude Keeley, an Olympic legend, 3-time gold medalist, and an IOC vice president, said, Salt Lake, we will always remember you. These were perfect games. That's our image around the world. Now, the economic impact was studied at the University of Utah, Natalie Gochner, and the estimate was that it created about $6 billion of economic impact in Utah. And I'm still feeling the impact today. It just has been such a plus. And so we want to do it again.
The IOC says it's concerned about the increasing costs and massive deficits to hold the Olympics and has come out with what it's calling Agenda 2020 to restructure the Games. One of the elements, says Bullock, is the new norm.
The new norm is how do we host Games more economically? And there's actually a task force that's been formed to work on that. I happen to be on that task force. I was in Lausanne, Switzerland, working on that in November. They came up with about 110 recommendations to significantly improve the efficiency of the Games and reduce them in cost. One of the most prominent suggestions is let's go to places that already have venues.
Utah's domestic competition for the 2030 Games are Denver and Reno, Tahoe. He thinks it should be a slam dunk that Utah would prevail.
I don't see how we don't win that because it would cost them an extra $500 million to put on the Games versus us because of the infrastructure we have. We're the obvious choice. But they're ambitious. They want to try and present their best case. So we'll see how that sorts out over the next few months. The U.S. Olympic Committee has not yet defined a process to select a domestic city. But once that's done, we think that has to be done by October. Then we go into the bid phase.
That's Salt Lake Olympic Exploratory Committee member Fraser Bullock. He added that because there are more Olympic events than there were in 2002, new venues would likely have to be developed, and other resorts, he says, are interested. But that would be kept to a minimum, noting that it costs as much as $30 million for every new venue that's added. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.